Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
What's up, everybody? You're watching the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show. On tonight's episode, we'll talk about TT and her hair party, Kendall finally meeting Brianna, and of course, Dash having his movie screening party. And of course, we have our fan shout out and our gossip. So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Call me so yummy. All this sauce so yummy. Know you want this yummy. Yummy all in your tummy. Level up. 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 All this on me so yummy. All this sauce so yummy. Know you want this yummy.
So my ass, we will just get into the groove. Yes, yes, yes. That's Sierra's new song, Level Up. And we are leveling up tonight. Yes, honey, because you are listening and watching the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. So tonight we'll talk about TT and her hair party, Kendall finally meeting Brianna, and of course, Dash's movie screening. And we got your fan shout-outs, your gossip, your growing up fashion, and all that and more. But before we get into that, let's get into this beautiful panel here. I'm one of your hosts, Howard the Third. Next to me, I have Felicia Michelle. How you feeling?
Hey, what's up, Ray? I'm feeling great. I ain't mad this year. I was mad. I ain't mad no more.
Okay.
Okay. You finally team.
Right.
Team.
Okay.
Welcome to the club.
Right. Love that. Love that.
You gonna level up over there, Jay Lamar?
You know I stay leveling up, y'all. Okay. How y'all doing tonight?
Jamie, you gonna one up them?
I'm almost at the top level, so that's nothing I need to do. About.
Well, I'm there with you. Hey, sis.
Okay.
Well,
dance battle after
the show. Dance battle after the show. But Felicia may have us because this hair over here, honey.
Right.
She came from the hair party.
Exactly.
Oh. TT, did your hair?
You donated?
That's
you
a hard no.
A hard no.
You been hanging out with Brianna? You know? No.
No.
Yeah, I don't see the same
my wave
people.
Isn't as Rick James-ish as her Ooh. Look tonight, but it was wet,
she's,
y'all.
She's
it was
shady. Okay.
It was wet. It was it. No, it was a Jerry.
You been on a roll.
It was
week.
Wet.
Right.
Wet. Wet. It was wet.
Wet.
Wet. Wet.
Wet with three E's.
Stop.
Okay. Well, let's get into this hair party
let's
here
do it.
With TT. It was a whole mess. So it started off in the beginning with TT saying that she told Pep about the party, and Pep said, "You never told me. I don't know what you're talking about." Like. You must have told me in passing. TT tried to just slip it under there and said, "Let me use your house. Let me get in there and use the hair party." Was that slick of TT? You think she should have sat Pep down like she said?
Do we really expect this from TT, though? That's all I'm saying.
I was a little shady.
She's all... That's kind of just what I expect from her at this point. So
I don't think it was shady. She just Pep drinks a lot, okay? And at that when they were talking, they were drinking. And I look for continuity in scenes and stuff now. I'm like, okay, so when we started the scene, there was one bottle of rosé y'all popped open. Okay, cool. When right. we ended the scene, there was a second bottle on the table that was already open. So that would lead me to believe that y'all drank that first whole bottle. Cause she was like slurring her words. She's like, "Yeah, you just need to tell me
Pep's
next
stay
time."
Lit, though.
And I'm not mad at it, but it's just like if you stay a little on, you gotta imagine that, you know, you're gonna figure a couple details.
I'm starting to wonder, like, what would the show be without Pep?
Yeah, without her, I feel like it'd be boring. But I know, it's probably going to get better these next couple seasons. I can feel it with the new additions.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that more in News and Gossip.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there was a lot going on at this tea party. I mean, just TT's everywhere. Finally, though, Kendall met Brianna, which we've all been waiting for because we didn't know if there were to be a little, if there'd be a little drama there because Kendall is Christiana's cousin. So we was just like, okay, what's going on? How
that
we feeling?
Girl, y'all gotta put some respect on her name. Her name is Christania.
Oh, Christania.
Well, I've been saying it wrong too. I had to crack myself.
Christiana. Look at that.
I understood it.
Well, when you look at it, it kind of does look like that when you try to like miss.
Exactly.
But I'm just trying
Mr. Borge. You know, Mr. Borge.
Yes. See, the thing about that is you never know what kind of Brianna you're gonna get. Like, you never know if you're gonna get like sensible Brianna. You never know if you're gonna get like, I don't care about anybody and I will destroy you if you get in my path. Or look at me wrong, Brianna. Like, you just never know.
She's a Leo.
Yeah.
Well, very, very vindictive.
Very bossy.
Yes.
Just full of themselves.
I have some great friends that are Leos, but don't go on their bad side.
No, not at all. But I appreciated the way she was mature Brianna this episode, and she was very much so like, oh, you know, we're going to form our own relationship. We're going to do our own thing. But, I mean, how many times have you seen that in reality TV where people start off saying that they're going to form their own relationships and naturally that divide happens? I don't know.
I don't know if I can, like, befriend somebody that has beef with my family, though. Well, especially, like, if I'm trying to build a rapport with my family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Christiana made it very clear. Christania.
Just
say Chrissy. Mr. Barge made it very clear that she didn't want Brie around her cousin. So it's kind of...
Yo, I just feel like they were being really dramatic. Okay, they act like they're sisters. Okay, they are cousins. They barely knew each other.
That's true.
And
you know how them new bonds be.
I guess, but it's like you barely know her. You've known her about 2 weeks. And that you care about who she meets. Now you're, you know, just messing up all these other relationships and friendships that she could be making. Why do that? Grow up.
Would you want your cousin to be friends with somebody like Brie?
No.
Okay, then.
But that's for her to decide.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why would I tell her who she can hang around? That's just so childish to me.
That's true.
I hate when people do that. Don't y'all hate when people do that? Let me know in the comments, because I hate that.
I do, too. Yeah. Nah, I would agree with
like,
you.
Like, do you have your own mind? Are you your
as
own
As long
person?
As you're not trying to manipulate the situation, like, how can I tell you you can't be friends with someone? As long as you're not trying to manipulate it to benefit in your place and our beef, then by all means, like, hang. I mean, I've been in situations like that. Not everybody's going to get along. Mm-hmm. You have to be mature enough to be like, okay, your relationship is your relationship with somebody and my relationship is my relationship with them, and it's totally different. And don't put the person in the middle. You can't just say that and then still make them choose sides. Yeah. I don't think that she'll get that close to her.
And I don't think there's nothing wrong with giving a little warning.
Yeah, a like, warning can be cool.
Like, a warning, hey, Brie is this type of girl. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So get ready. Mm-hmm. Get ready.
And that's what Kendall said. She was like, listen, if anything were to pop off, if anybody tried to shake the table on me, I got my cousin's back. And so it's like, okay, you can go in there and be like, Brie, I love you. You know, you cool. She even complimented her. And also be like, but if you step out of line on my cousin, it's that butt. I'm tapping it up. So
who complimented who?
Brie did. Brie said, Brie was like, oh, girl, you are so cute.
I know, Brie.
And Kendall was like, oh, I'm loving your vibe.
That was it.
That was a lie.
That was
it.
It was not your hair cute,
vibe.
Too. Like, oh, I'm loving your vibe.
Well, you got the hair of it. I hope everybody hair cute.
Like, no, I'm loving your vibe.
It's almost saying, I expected you to be terrible, but it's not so bad. But
it's almost saying, like, you're not cute.
Right.
Nah, don't think
you'd
be like that.
It's like when you see a little baby and it's not cute. You'd be like, oh my gosh, look at their little sneakers. It's so cute.
Them little socks. I love babies with socks.
And look, it got ears, 10 fingers.
Oh
okay.
My God, your nails done.
I cannot. Oh my gosh.
True. Wait, hold on. One more thing I thought about with TT. So she's a brand ambassador, right? I don't know if anybody has experience in doing that. I never really like did that before. Is she supposed to be the one that sets up the whole party too? Because like she was like kind of the coordinator of the whole thing. Like she was putting the snacks out. Like she was pouring the drinks. Like she was doing all that. Is that? I know they interact with people at an event, but I didn't know that they like threw the event. Too.
Well, it depends on like what type of brand ambassador you. Are because you know they're like brand ambassadors for like she's not a model brand ambassador, she's a distributor probably, so she probably had to set it up.
Oh, like when you set up those accounts and you sell like from that company.
Yeah,
I don't
like,
want to say his name because if y'all want to sponsor, holla.
Exactly,
right.
Like them, like love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so where you're a vendor.
You're a vendor. Yeah. So
she's a vendor.
I think but I think she like brand ambassador just sound more popular.
Okay. All right. Okay, and that's fine.
Because if you're a brand ambassador, it should be set up and you just walk in a room and you network.
And that's what I was confused at. But I did appreciate how hard she was working towards it. Because, like, she doesn't really, like, not to say she doesn't have her own thing, but, like, she doesn't really have her own thing. She kind of is with, like, Pep or with Egypt or, like, kind of in their situations. And I was like, oh, she has something.
She hustled for herself.
Of her, yeah, of her own to be proud of. Vendor, brand ambassador. If you getting some money, girl, go ahead and get that money. Secure the bag and clip on bangs. It's great. I love it.
Go TT. Get it, TT.
Are we all
go
TT.
Hey.
I don't feel like a song out of anything.
Make them coins. Okay. But since Brie was there, she also, can we talk about how Brie was all over Boogie at the studio?
Oh, my goodness.
So, Boogie and Brie, she was laying down her tracks, you know, singing on that hot music stuff. And here comes in Boogie, and Brie's like, oh, give me your hand. Pour some little from the candle into his hand and says, oh, I'm gonna massage your hand.
That could have burned him. So once
why
you
would she
it,
do that?
Exactly. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
She said it was a massage candle.
It is a
I
massage
didn't know they
candle.
Made those.
It creeped me out when she was just touching him. Maybe just because I don't like her touching him.
She
like
do
that.
Voodoo or something. She do
but,
a little voodoo.
I just was not feeling that at all.
I mean, I was like, really, Brie? Like, okay. Talk about, oh, you must have been working out. Your muscles looking good.
Right. Why?
I mean, he was looking good, but still.
Why? Stay looking.
It was uncomfortable to watch.
It was. I was cringing.
It's simply because this. We all have met people in our lives. We, you know, we care about them. We form tight bonds with them. Sometimes they're like family. And you say, that's my brother. That's my sister. That's mm-hmm. my cousin. Mm-hmm. At no point in time have I ever wanted to massage my brother's hand with a massage candle
thank
oil.
You.
Exactly. And at no point have I ever wanted to do that. At no point. And I don't like when people say those things and then cross those boundaries. Because like that relationship wasn't like that from the beginning, and
thank
all
you.
Along it was in a, had to be in the back of your mind. Because if it was never there, it could have never been conceived to come to reality. If the thought had never been there,
girl, thank you. No, she hit it like hurt the nail on the head. Because I hate when that happens. Like, I thought you were my brother. Why are you hitting on me? So just like with her,
to play devil's advocate, maybe she eventually, after putting so much time and effort into trying to help him heal and help him with his family, maybe she fell for him.
I mean, that could happen. Yeah. But still, like, know your boundaries.
It's still weird because she's like such a part of their family with her, mm-hmm. with his dad, mm-hmm. and it's just
but
strange
they ain't,
to watch.
They ain't blood friend. I'm blood kin.
They're not blood related at all. But it's just a little weird.
Are they really? We know that they're close, but is she really that close to them as family? Because you know, we all have that family friend who is like, oh, I love you guys. We're all family and friends, and we're just, it's like that one family friend that you don't always want around.
It seems a little forced.
We all have it. It's a little forced.
It's a little forced. Yeah. And then she just wants to be so involved with the family. Just but you know, Dane, this is what happened. This is what happened. She's just so involved. I mean, go ahead. Hopefully, she's helping Boogie.
Dame seems to appreciate her though. He was all like, "You, thank you so much. I know he's like, I could be doing more for you, but really, you're doing so much for me. You've come and you saved my son's life." And Jamie, you got something? There's something up there, Jamie.
Listen, I was distracted. I'm sorry.
You were rolling your eyes, right?
He does too much for me, Dame. You do too much for me. I don't know what's been going on. When that shift happened? Because we were talking about that earlier, like. He was probably different back in the day, but what's going on? Like, I feel like he needs all the help he can get. That's why he appreciates Brianna. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, but what are you doing for your family as the family man, as the father?
Right.
As the patriarch. I don't understand. I don't get it.
I mean, he's just different. And it's just the same evolution that you saw Jay-Z take. Like, you know, he started off, you know, Marcy Projects. But eventually mm-hmm. you have to evolve. And sometimes when you thank evolve you. And you have these different fields of experiences, it changes you in a way that people who might be from the same community as you don't really understand moving forward. Because a lot of things culturally that he does as a parent, I can't identify with because that's not how it goes down in my house.
Right.
Like,
right.
If the situation was the same with him and his son as my dad and my brother, like, it wouldn't go down like that from a parental point of view. Like, so just I understand that he probably has seen, experienced some other stuff. Not to say it's as far as Kanye West, but you know what I mean? Like, those types of experiences can change you.
I'm ready for, like, Master P to have a conversation with him.
With Dame.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And with Boogie. Because I feel like Master P, like, he talked to Pep's son.
Right.
And, you know, gave him a little pep talk, you know, so to speak. But why didn't he, I wish that he would do that with Dame Dash and Boogie.
Instead of separate, because he said, Master P said a little bit to Boogie.
Yeah.
Just a little. And so
I would like to, but I would like him to sit down and talk to both of them, because it seems like Master P has a great relationship seemingly with all his children. You know, they, from what we see from the outside looking in.
Right.
And Romeo is never disrespecting his father on camera in no regards. Like, he's very proud of who he came from and what his father contributed to society and what he contributed to his family. You know, and Boogie seems almost like upset at who his father is. But it's like, what did your father do to you?
So. Can you blame him, though? You know, you can, and just from you mentioning that, the dynamics between Master P and Romeo and Boogie and Dame is completely different.
Yeah,
no,
totally. Yeah. Completely
both,
different.
Definitely. Yet both similar industries. Their fathers have very powerful, let's just say, positions in the industry. Mm-hmm. So you would think, but then I'm like, okay, who is Boogie's mom? Do you guys know?
No, we gotta look it up.
So you don't hear a lot about his mother.
If you know who his mom is, people be knowing in the comment section.
Make go sure ahead and Google y'all. Know. Okay,
who Dame Dash baby mama?
Well, no, he got a couple. So the first one, I think.
The first one. The first one. Because I'm just wondering, like, who was in his life? Whereas Romeo, his mother, which we've heard a lot about in the news with him, with her and Master P, where it's been a lot of drama. I'm just wondering, like, what was the difference to where one worked out and the other one clearly did not?
That makes sense. I was thinking, like, you never know, because we see that Boogie's falling out with his dad. We don't know what his relationship is like with his mom, and we see that Romeo fell out with his mom, and he's cool. Like, you know, his dad's always been on track. It's kind of like, maybe it's just in that type of environment, like, you just never really know how it spans out. Like, there's a superstar in your house, and I feel like that's a whole different dynamic.
I think that maybe with Master P and Romeo's relationship, Master P said everything that he was doing was for his family, and he meant it. So he was grooming his children to be the same level of celebrity as him. And right. if they surpassed him, he almost would be proud, like, my kids did it. Mm-hmm. Whereas Dame Dash, it seems as though he would be almost envious of his son for surpassing him. Mm-hmm. It, not Romeo was maybe fed with a silver spoon, but Romeo was given a platform and said, son, run with this, as you're supposed to do with your children. Yes. I don't feel like Dame Dash gave Boogie that platform and said, run with it. It seemed like he almost, like, dangled it over his head and said, well, if you do right by me, then maybe, you know, I'll give you a little something. Maybe. But to me, if you seen your son had a talent, why is Boogie in the studio with anybody but you? Or yo, Rockefeller crew. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of weird.
What? The Rock. Sorry.
The Rock. The Rock.
Well, right, because Boogie does music, too. So yeah. Well, you would think that, he like, okay, access. Let's collaborate.
That's where they would kind of have a common interest.
You made such a good point. And honestly, but it makes me sad. It makes me really sad that that is literally the relationship that they have. Like, but you would just think it would be so different.
It's a power. You could tell it's a power struggle. As the Master P and Romeo, Romeo looks up to his father, respects his father. What his father says, he listens to, and he takes heed to. Dame Dash and Boogie is completely opposite. Mm-hmm. Boogie really looks almost like looked down at his father like, oh, I know more than you. And it's like, where did the respect get lost?
See, that's why parents, you got to watch how you treat your kids. Like, and it's like a lot of times parents are not listening to the kids.
Yes.
And the reason it makes me sad is not to take it off of topic, but I know a lot of people were talking about Kylie Jenner and is she self-made, but you made a great point. Now, if you're given the opportunity, you can either take it and run with it, because we know a lot of celebrity children who we don't hear about, or maybe they're doing something completely different.
Absolutely.
Or they are resentful towards their celebrity parents, because you have to literally you have to outshine or just come out of your parent's shadow, just like Tyran and Pep. So, I feel for them. I feel really
terrible.
Bad.
Because then you think about it, most kids are the star of their parents' life. And then in the adverse of your life, your parents are the star and you're like a co-star, supporting character, maybe, if they, you know.
I would love to just see like a parental and children, like kind of like group counseling session with all of them together. Maybe, not saying that Master P is perfect, because we don't know the ins and the outs, but
no parent's perfect, but he figures something out.
He figures something out, you know, and you know, Romeo's balancing, you know, Romeo's having a bad relationship with his mom, so he's battling with that. But I would love to see like them sit down with the counselor and see if they can kind of maybe help each other.
Sure. Season 3?
Yeah. Or these 10 more episodes that they got greenlighted for.
If y'all need me to come in and help, I'm here.
Okay. Or come to the show.
Well,
J. Lamar, fix your life.
Y'all,
speaking over my life.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of y'all and fixing some life, I want J. Lamar to tell us about some of these other shows we have here on Vox the Buzz. Reality TV and fixing my life is what I need.
Oh, okay. Yes, me too. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite shows. shows, including Grown Up Hip Hop. From dramas to reality to sci-fi and so much more, there is absolutely no network. No network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help, you guys. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels and make sure you guys comment. By subscribing to our channels, you will YouTube will suggest content that tailors your every need and want. You'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow as well. And if you're worried about those pesky little notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz channels as well. Let us know in the comments, guys, what you think. We'll shout you out. You know, that's Jamie's job, and she love it. And she's doing it right now. We'll shout you out, guys, and we make sure we'll keep in contact with you guys. So thank you so much for subscribing. We love you.
Yes, yes. Love you guys out there. Aww. Now, with the Romeo subject, I also want to talk about how Romeo went on this date with TT. Can we see?
Do we have to? I mean,
he had a little lunch date with Krista. Well, Mr. Barge. Well, Mr. Barge told us how she was moving to Vegas and having a whole little Vegas party. But then the one that got me, you know, just bunched up, clutching my pearls, was the one with TT. TT had the food ready for him, texted him and said, "Baby, you know what you want, what you want to eat." So when he got there, it was ready. They were up there smooching. Well, not really smooching, but you know, little French. Well, not even French kiss.
The girl next to you look real mad.
She looks disgusted, and I agree with her.
She ain't gone with Romeo. He already taken.
I guess. So,
by several people, apparently.
I mean, I might as well throw my hat in the ring.
You might as well.
The plate is full. You know, it's full.
Like he got enough to go around.
Enough Romeo to go around. Oh, my goodness.
Can we see TT and Romeo as a real life couple? Because Angela playing games.
Oh, hell.
What a buzzer at.
Nope.
They looked like they were happy. Mm-hmm. They were, you know, and trying to make a little something, something. TT was flirting. He was flirting back.
We all try our very best. Well, at what we do, what we want.
I tried TT just in case.
TT's trying to secure that bag. Y'all right. know that.
Okay, so it's not enough to just say, like, okay, no, we don't see it happening. I'm going to say why I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening because Romeo is a businessman, an entrepreneur. Like, his hand is a lot of different things. And TT strikes me as the type of woman who has a lot of time on her hands. So because she has time on her hands, you need to have that time for her on your hands as well. Mm-hmm. He needs somebody who's more entrepreneurial like him, who's going to really understand what it takes to live a limitless life.
Okay.
And a no limit life.
No
and,
limit soldier.
She only know one song, Romeo.
But he needs somebody more like that, and I don't think that TT is somebody who he takes seriously in that space. I did think it was kind of like, Romeo, I didn't really enjoy when you did this, but when he was with Kristania at the restaurant, he got a text from TT like, oh yeah, it'll be better when I see you. Your idea was good, it'll be better when I see you, or something like that. And I was just like,
if that's what they
you are a texted. Typical LA guy, like, with that text.
He's just a typical guy with that text.
Period. I would hook TT up with somebody else.
Yeah, just not Romeo. Yeah.
I want to grow with JoJo. I want her to become a Simmons.
Go ahead, girl.
JoJo has a girl. JoJo has a girlfriend.
Well, if he didn't have a girlfriend. And he does? But I'm just saying, like, I can see her, like, with JoJo.
I do not see Angela and her anywhere near her family. She would be right. Like, this is just TT. This is not your aunt TT. This is not your TT.
I'm trying to shift her out the way for you, sis, okay?
I understand.
Give her to JoJo. Wow.
But who won the trivia last week? Okay. All right. Here's my opinion. Okay. Because it is what it is. There's one winner. Okay. But I just feel like they're not equally yoked. Like, first of all, how tall is TT?
She almost didn't even make
the screenshot because I was like, y'all got to move the camera up. And how tall is Romeo? Like 5'10"? 5'9"?
I think he's 5'11". When I met him in person.
Okay,
he's taller than me.
I know how tall he is.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just saying when I met him in person. You met him in person?
Yeah. Okay. What are you talking about? We had dinner at Tao last week.
Oh, that was you.
But we were sitting down a lot. Yes, it was me. Okay, you do. I sent no pictures. So anyway, I just feel like they're not equally yoked. The chemistry was not there. The height levels. Okay.
I think it's just for the storyline.
What's going on? It's just for the storyline, and I'm not here for it. Next.
I'm kind of here for it. I like them together. I think Romeo needs to step away from Angela. She's playing too many games. She's too many, like, back and forth. Mm-hmm. TT is that girl to hold you down. Babe, what you need? I got you. What you, like, tonight, what you want to eat? I'll text you. Oh, you need a drink? I got you, too.
Because she has time.
But I honestly, I think that TT really likes Romeo.
I think so too.
I think she really likes him. And you know what? They say that guys like it when women make things easier for them.
Of course they do.
So I feel like Romeo, since he's so powerful, and he has so many things to figure out on a day-to-day basis, if he finds a woman that's going to make a part of my day easier, he going for it. Because I feel like Angela is going to make him work hard.
Is she, though? Yes. Because part of me feels like they might have already hooked up. We already know Angela put up this front about her being a virgin, and then all of a sudden,
why are you bringing that up every episode?
Because I just want people to know that I wasn't here for it. Be who you are. Like, be honest, okay? So that's one thing. But Angela, I still love you, girl. Hey. But I just feel like, see, you made me lose my train of thought, okay? What I was going to say is Romeo and TT, you know, just come back to me. It's all good.
No, that's
y'all
fine.
Do this
that's
every
fine.
Time.
Everybody just girl. Jumped out. We was like, nobody's touching this.
Exactly. If you remember, let me know, because I'm about to move on to Dash.
We'll come back to it.
Dash in this movie screening, just real briefly. Dash apparently has a movie, which I didn't really know about, when it was the movie that he tried to make with Lee Daniels money. You know.
First off, Lee Daniels owes him money. Lee Daniels
is
the one that said
that.
Either way, I didn't know about the movie.
Well, no, it was called Honor Up. It was a movie that was directed by Dame and produced by Kanye West. They had a whole entire like apparel line with this movie.
When did it come out?
This movie came out, oh my gosh, months ago. Like, this months? Movie has, like, it's been some
don't
time.
Don't tell us, like, we seen it.
Oh, I don't know.
Is it on Netflix?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe so I would have saw the write-up or something.
Did you see it?
I know I did the write-up on it, though.
Oh.
I wrote a nice article about it.
So only Felicia I'll send it to y'all. And Dame knew about it.
Movie night.
Basically.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't do as well, but it happened. Right. It was a thing that happened.
The screening looked cute. It looked nice.
It did not look nice in there.
We like the honesty. See, keep it real.
It looked plain. It looked. I have been to better screenings for independent production companies than this.
It was just for his friends. He wasn't gonna do a big.
I would have not invite my friends to something like that. If I invite my friends to a screening of my premiere of something I've worked on, it will be immaculate. Like, it's gonna be super nice.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not gonna be in like a church basement or something like. It was just plain.
You gotta work your way up, okay? Let it be in a church basement with the refreshments.
Dame Dash and Kanye West could not have created
that. Just sounds like a horrible combination. Didn't they have beef too? They did.
Not that I can recall.
That's like a lot of arguments.
I think they had a lot of arguments because Kanye had said that Jay-Z was the nice one and Dame was like the mean one. Go figure. Mm-hmm. And then, I think he was like trying not to give Kanye his shot in the very beginning. And then that's when one of those BET awards, y'all can correct me, but one of those BET awards, that's why Dame presented Kanye with the award. Y'all gotta watch it. YouTube it.
Mm-hmm. Well, but don't do it right now. Do it after you guys
exactly.
watch it.
Okay. We also saw that Kendall brought her man, whose name is Tex, her husband. She is married. Ooh, they look like a nice
I got
couple.
A little that in news and gossip. You'll get to see. They're so ooh. Cute. They're cute. I want to. I'm hating. Husband.
You know, way adventures.
Stop.
Did she have the red hair?
Yes.
Ooh,
there we go.
She got that Charlie Baltimore.
At the wedding?
I like that.
I did not see. They. I think they've been together. Are we going to get a news and gossip?
Because
you can't get a news and gossip.
Listen. Okay, well, the screening was just nice, quick, simple.
Oh, move on.
Rihanna and.
Can I just let the people know? It's solid.
Rihanna and Vanessa buried the hatchet. They're cool. But before we get to the gossip, I want to get to the fans out there.
Yes.
Because, you know, they need to know what's going on.
Yes.
Jamie has fans.
Yes, let's get into the social media, guys. So we got Twitter, Instagram, of course, YouTube. So you guys can leave comments. You can tweet us with ABTVGUHH. Yes, you know your letters. Or GHHABTV. Because we got smart fans. Hey.
Smart.
All right. Y'all smart. Okay, so I want to get into some tweets, you guys. So one of the first tweets that I want to showcase is from Miss Catrice.
Hey, Catrice.
Hey, Catrice, girl. And she says, "We TV, y'all tried it." Laughing face emojis. We know bleep well that Romeo ain't into TT like that grown-up hip-hop. What y'all think?
Well, you know I'm team TT and Romeo.
What?
I really liked it. I like it.
Did you just pick any side?
I agree.
You picked out the hat.
Yeah. Catrice, I agree. I don't think Romeo's into TT. I think TT's into Romeo.
I think Romeo's into attention from women, and I think that TT's a woman and she provides some attention.
She makes it easier for him. So it's like,
I think that TT is convenient for Romeo because I feel like he's not really into the melanin like that. Next, okay.
What was that? Badoom.
The next tweet is from Frankie. Hey Frankie. Frankie says Brianna has toxic energy. I can feel it through the television. I'm not sure if they think that she does this really. Okay, what girl? What are you saying? I'm not sure if the things she does are really from the heart. I feel like she's selfish, motives, and hidden agendas. Okay. Our fans are smart, y'all.
Grammar. Y'all just reading people's whole lives. Y'all breaking them down.
Grammar, punctuation. What do y'all think?
It's kind of iffy because now that she's like trying, she's smitten over Boogie. It's kind of like, were you doing it to make sure you set yourself up to have a good man, or were you just trying to make sure he's a good man in general?
Some women like a project. You know, they like a guy. They like to take him from a hoe to a husband, and it just doesn't happen sometimes.
Why is she talking about us?
Right? Like, it's rude. I feel attacked, but it's okay.
I left my project years in my 20s.
Wait till after the show. You know what? I don't even know how to label Brianna, but I just feel like she's a lot going on, and maybe she's been lonely for so long that she doesn't even know what to do with all of this pent up energy.
Well, she was just in Little Easy E.
How long ago was that? That was years ago. She needs some acupuncture, some massage. She just needs to let go of the way that they greeted each other.
That wasn't that long ago. That might have been a Christmas or so ago.
I don't know. That looked like maybe a season. 3 weeks ago. Like, oh, I wouldn't expect him to see him so soon. Wait,
last summer, her birthday.
A
while maybe.
Ago. No, I'm gonna say like a season.
I'm gonna say at least three years ago.
That's what I'm thinking. At least three years ago.
They probably ran into each other around the way because, you know, LA, but I don't think they ever like messed around again like three years ago.
No, that new. Like, I still remember what it was like.
You don't see me, right?
You don't see me.
Well, y'all, let's get into this last tweet from Shawanda. Hey, Shawanda.
Hey, Shawanda girl.
Okay. Not Wakanda, but Shawanda. So, JoJo is effing hilarious. Is he that funny? Okay. We need him in every episode. Please and thanks. What do you guys think? Do you like JoJo as a new addition to the show?
He's very funny.
He is funny.
He's a new vibe to the show.
He does. He's funny.
He was funny tonight. He was funny. The funniest I've seen him.
I think he's very funny, but like, I would like to see his personal life, but like every episode, I don't need it. Like,
you just don't care.
He's a comic relief.
He is.
Okay. All right.
Uh-huh. I get it. Like, we've seen him do this before, like the little brother jokes around type of things. Yeah. Like, you're a grown man. You have a woman and a whole child. Like,
but you know what? Maybe that will bring him. We'll see like a serious side.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I feel like he's just like the perfect cameo. I don't know if I really even care to see his storyline, but let us know what you guys think in the comments. Make sure to always tweet. Keep the conversation going, and thank you, of course, for watching.
Yes.
Oh,
wait. Dominique.
Oh, yeah. Also, you guys, we can't forget the live chat. So, Dominique Grant, we see you, girl.
Hey, she says, I think
TT and Angela, the relationship thing is just for TV reviews. I agree.
And I think she's the only one that saw the movie. Because she said, I saw it.
Give us a score. Yeah, 1 out of 10. What would you rate that movie? 4-ish.
Let us know.
You see it again. 1, you won't even recommend it.
Right. So, let's talk classic hip hop. Is another commenter who's always in the live chat. So thank you also. They said Brianna picked a bad time to try to shoot her shot at Boogie. He just got out of rehab. Plus, he isn't into her like that.
That's what you said last week.
You're not supposed to get. That's what the sponsors say.
You're supposed to bring us facts about that, though.
I don't need to. You got Google.
Well, guys, keep it coming. We love to see you guys chat, so keep it up.
Let's get into this news and gossip. Finally.
TV news.
Felicia, what you got for us,
girl? Yes, Shades. So I'm over here. Okay. You know what? She didn't even tell nobody. Shades? Don't worry. Wait till next week.
She didn't even tell nobody.
I just wanted to put these on because this is my favorite segment. Okay, so news and gossip. So we got y'all, stop and be serious.
No, I love it.
We got into Miss Kendall this week. We met her last week. Kendall is Brianna's cousin. We met super cute, super fun. So we see her. I'm going to have a picture up here of her and her man.
Her and her man.
That's her man, Tech. Okay, they have been together for a hot minute. She has a son. I don't know his exact age, but I looked at the little boy, and I'm going to age him about 4. almost five, four or five. Like, they've been together for a minute. Their son is, like, walking, talking. He probably heats up his own food in the microwave.
That man gonna be fine forever.
Yeah, that man, look at that skin.
Yeah, you can tell.
Look at the bone structure.
He's gonna be fine forever.
He is good looking. They're a beautiful couple, and he's actually a talent manager. So I'm gonna assume that that's how they maybe met. Yeah, he's a talent manager. They've been married for a while. They've been together for a while.
So I need an agent.
Son, super cute. Yeah, you might, I don't know. How old is he? I'm not sure how old he was, because honestly, we just found out tonight that she was married. That was the first reveal that she was married and that she had a child. And then actually, she also, besides being on Grown Up Hip Hop, she's also on Hit the Floor. So this is a picture of her Los Angeles Devils.
Another dancer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So actually, yeah, she's on Hit the Floor, which you can see here on After Buzz, and that is on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. I'm on that panel. Last week, we had Noah, who is Christian Cordula. Shout out to Christian Cordula. He joined us. And she's phenomenal on that show. She could dance. Like, she is a DeBarge. Don't get it twisted. Like, through and through.
Triple threat.
You gotta watch it. Yeah, for sure. Her acting is great. Because I was looking, I was like, I know her and I'm from
Look
something.
Look like sis coming through
she
swinging
is
coming, now.
Yeah, she came out the gate swinging. So speaking of the DeBarges, her father, L. DeBarge, who's probably the most famous DeBarge, unfortunately, was arrested this week for felony vandalism after allegedly taking a wrench into someone's windshield. So what happened was, on Friday, he said he got into an argument with a fellow and they got into it. The man ran away and jumped in an RV. He grabbed a wrench and started beating the windshield of the RV. Yeah, it was really bad. So the man called the police. He spent a day in jail. He's out on $20,000 bail.
Damn, wow. DeBarges.
Yes.
Bruh, come on.
I would love to see them, a picture of them together.
Did you find one? I could not find one together. So, this is the first time publicly that, like, they've been out about their relationship. We knew last week that they hadn't even had a relationship for most of her young adult or young life and her young adult life.
She looks like him.
She does.
Wow.
And I just want to see her husband again. I'm sorry.
Go follow her. You go follow her on Instagram.
Can they take us back?
Right.
And then with the series, too, I forgot to put a picture in here, but y'all will forgive me. So, and Grown Up Hip Hop, you know, there's Grown Up Hip Hop based in LA and Grown Up Hip Hop in Atlanta as well. So, unfortunately, three of the season regulars from Atlanta will not be coming back. That is Reginae,
Zanique?
Yes, sorry. And Brandon Barnes, who we know is Waka Flocka's. I know Brandon's not coming back.
Brandon is the show.
Right. Brandon is the show, but Brandon will not be back, unfortunately. So we'll see. But, however, all three of them are going to be replaced by Masika from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. She's going to be moving to, Jay Lamar not looking at me like that. She's going to be moving to Atlanta to join the Atlanta cast of Growing Up Hip Hop.
Wow. Why?
But why?
Yeah. That's not that. She's too rah-rah for Growing Up Hip Hop. She's very much so loving hip hop.
People said that would say that about Brandon too, that he was too turned up. He was a little more turned up than we had seen
on the show. But he
maybe
still
for
kept
one
it,
of the guys,
he still kept it respect. He still kept it to a certain level.
Level up. No, but she's going to be on that show. So I'm wondering if it's like a monetary thing, because I'm like, doesn't VH1 have more money than we? But you never know, because the media conglomerates, you never know who owns who. So I don't know who.
Because I read that she took the opportunity because she grew up, she's been in the industry since a young age, so she felt like she has grown up hip hop. But you've been grown.
So what's the connection going to be? Like, I feel like the grown up, only connection I could see for Grown Up Hip Hop would be her daughter. Her having a daughter with Fetty Wap. That's the only connection.
That's a love and hip hop situation. That's not growing up hip hop.
No, right. It's not. So maybe she'll shed some light on her background story as to like what,
like maybe who, why,
or maybe her kids.
Is.
You know, they have the cutest daughter. Masika and Fetty.
But that's what we're saying. That's a love and hip hop situation.
But still, the kids. So you can. They might want us to look at their daughter and watch the daughter grow up.
But just the change of location too is weird.
I need somebody else. I need like Masika and somebody else.
She's probably the draw into this whole thing. But I hope she doesn't turn Grown Up Hip Hop into Love and Hip Hop, because I truly enjoy this franchise how it is.
Well, I think sometimes when you mix reality stars with new shows, they tend to be one seasoners, like Megan from Bad Girls Club, who went to Love and Hip Hop. It was like, that wasn't just seeing girl. So
it's like a temporary thing.
Yeah, very temporary. Yeah. So
We'll see what happens with Masika. I think the draw is going to be her daughter, little Kari. She is super, super
very
cute.
Adorable.
Very cute.
Like
very
the cutest adorable. Little girl.
So cute baby.
Well, it was a lot tonight. It was very eventful. Oh, anybody else in the live chat? No?
Yeah, what they saying?
I mean, Dominique, okay, so, hence the movie, okay? So, okay. Dominique says that it was a two. Oh. But she said she may like it. Now, Dominique, now you know, if it's a two.
If it's a two, don't even. Five, girl, could have been a right. chance, but it ain't even in the
I ain't
middle.
Even wasting my lectures.
Right, I said, girl, I'll catch it on bootleg, maybe, you know?
Somebody FaceTime me while they watch
it. Send me a link, and we'll check it out.
Without a virus on it, please.
Right, I'm tired of clicking at an ad.
Oh my gosh, well, thanks again, guys, for tuning in each and every Thursday. We appreciate y'all. Of course, if you're listening on iTunes, please give us those 5 stars and rate in those comments. And if you're watching us on YouTube, of course, leave those comments below so Jamie can shout you out next time. Ooh, we always have a good time here. I am one of your hosts, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And of course, you can watch me also on the Kardashians After Show on Sundays at 8 p.m. Yes.
What's up, everyone? Well, goodbye, everybody. It's Felicia. I'm like saying hi again. That's Felicia Michelle. You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle, and also Monday nights on Potomac with my woo Jay Lamar.
Hey, you guys, you can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Jay Lamar. As Felicia said, I am on the Real Housewives of Potomac Monday nights, as well as Basketball Wives late Monday nights. And check out our new special event show. We taped a show tonight for the ESPYs after show. Make sure you guys check that out and comment there too.
I'm gonna check that out too.
It was dope.
Okay, all right. Guys, I'm Jamie Gray. Thank you so much for watching. You can find me on Instagram at Jamie Gray, J-A-I-M-I, okay? And you can also see me tomorrow, Pose. It is our season finale. Aww. If you have not seen Pose, what are you doing? I'm also on Claws, on Full Metal Aqua's Brotherhood, and of course, The Four, which is tonight. So I hope to see you guys there too.
Alrighty, guys. We will see you all next time.
Peace.
Bye.
Deuces.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.